We're switching gears now to a much happier subject. Hopefully you've got your sparklers set, the legal ones, of course, the coolers filled and the hot dogs ready for the grill tomorrow, which will be July 4th, our nation's birthday. But our next guest says we actually celebrate it 2 days late or a month early. Joining us now for some fun Independence Day trivia is historian Kenneth C. Davis. He's author of the Don't Know Much About series of books, and he's with us once again. Welcome. Happy 4th to you.
Same to you, Michelle. It's always a great pleasure, and indeed, you're correct. We should have been celebrating the 2nd, as John Adams said we should, with pomp and parades and guns and illuminations, as he described them, by which he meant fireworks.
Why July 2nd? What happened here?
Well, John Adams was convinced it would be July 2nd because Congress had indeed voted on a resolution in favor of America's independence on July 2nd. And he wrote home to Abigail that night and told her so. But it was 2 days later that the Congress then took up Thomas Jefferson's draft version of the Declaration of Independence, which explained why America was declaring itself independent. They had simply passed a resolution on the 2nd, and on the 4th, they passed the document itself that explained why America should be free and independent. So we could celebrate the resolution of independence on the 2nd of July, but what we really celebrate is the Declaration of Independence, which came about on the 4th of July.
What do you think we should do? We should spread it out. We should have 2 days of barbecues.
Well,
we
could make it a movable feast, 3 days.
Okay,
really
three.
Stretch it out and celebrate in proper fashion.
Well, talking signatures, contrary to what I think a lot of people believe, George Washington was not a signer of the Declaration of Independence, correct?
He was not a signer of the Declaration. He wasn't there. Washington had left Philadelphia a full year earlier when he had been named Commander-in-Chief of what was then the 1st United States Army. At that time, they were surrounding the British in Boston, eventually forced them out. Washington moves the army to New York, expecting that the British will make their next big move on New York, and he was correct in that. It took until July 9th for the declaration text to reach Washington in New York, and the troops cheered, and they apparently went out and tore down a statue of King George III, melted it down, according to legend, and turned it into bullets that were then used in the Revolution.
Mm. Now, we were talking earlier about the fact that a lot of people seem to have forgotten that George Washington was also a slave owner. But you are telling us that a draft of the Declaration of Independence mentioned slavery, but it was eventually left out. Can you talk a little bit about that?
This is a very important idea. A year before the Declaration is announced and before independence, the famous Dr. Johnson in England had written an essay about America in which he said, "How is it that we hear the loudest yelps for liberty from the drivers of Negroes?" And it's a reminder that most of the men in Philadelphia were slaveholders themselves or had something to do with slavery. Jefferson writes a draft of the Declaration, which is debated for 2 days in Congress, and they delete a section that he had written in which he claimed that the King of England, King George III, was responsible for the slave trade and keeping America from stopping it, which was completely untrue, but it's stricken from the Declaration. Jefferson later writes it was stricken out of deference to the men who owned slaves as well as those who were making a good deal of money transporting them. And it is a reminder that these men who are talking about liberty and equality were mostly slaveholders. Hmm. Even Benjamin Franklin and Dr. Benjamin Rush, who became early abolitionists in Philadelphia, owned slaves themselves. So it's this strange contradiction. It's a question that Dr. Johnson asked 235 years ago, and we're still really not sure of a good answer today.
If you're just joining us, we're digging in on some July 4th history. Our guest is Kenneth C. Davis. He's author of the Don't Know Much About series of books. So let's talk a little bit about how we celebrate. We often hear the saying, as American as apple pie, and I know that I'm working on my apple pie creation for the holiday, which I'm quite proud of. But when did apples become part of it? Apples aren't indigenous to North America, are they?
No, it's a curious phrase that has become part of the language. American as apple pie, we use it all the time, but the apple wasn't a particularly American fruit. They'd been around and in Europe for a long time, but it just seems to have come down as the quintessential American meal. So I don't know. I suppose if we go back to Washington and that phony cherry tree story, maybe we should really be having cherry pie on the 4th of July.
I think so. But what about hot dogs and and hamburgers. Any idea how those became part of our July 4th picnic?
This really relates to a very important idea that we should talk about in a serious way about the Declaration of Independence, which is how much of America really comes from our immigrant roots. Of course, we think of hot dogs and hamburgers, but they're traditionally thought of as Frankfurters from Frankfurt, Germany, and hamburgers from Hamburg, Germany. So part of the culinary contribution of the immigrant fathers. 9 of the 56 signers of the Declaration were immigrants themselves, recent immigrants. Thomas Jefferson writes in the Declaration about the importance of immigration. So it's particularly interesting, ironic, that at the very moment we're talking about liberty and independence and this history, we have people shouting, you know, go home at buses of migrants. And we're having this debate about immigration, and it's been around as long as the Republic has been. After the establishment of the Constitution, there was a great deal of concern about Italians, Spanish, French immigrants, because they were seen as dangerous. So even though we like to think of ourselves as the nation of immigrants, it's been part of our political DNA from the very beginning.
Well, thank you for that. Before we let you go, I have a bit of trivia for you. Did you know that there's a first daughter birthday on the 4th of July?
I didn't know about a first daughter birthday.
Yes, but July 4th is also Malia Obama's birthday. So maybe this is a good time to wish her a happy sweet 16.
A birthday she shares, by the way, with Calvin Coolidge, the only president born on the 4th of July.
Okay. Kenneth C. Davis is an historian and author of the Don't Know Much About series of books. He was nice enough to join us from our bureau in New York City. So happy July 4th to you, Kenneth C. Davis.
Go and pursue happiness.